Have you ever looked to your current inner circle by now or your circle of friends right now and kind of ponder back how the hell did we meet, How the hell did we meet and how are we still friends until now, Because I think it's just part of the thing of how life goes now. Like you meet friends that stick around, meet friends that come and go. You meet people that you kind of just shake hands with, and then that's it. You never see them, their face ever again. But then there are just some that just, that just can't seem to not stick, right? They just can't seem to unglue themselves to you. Not that that's a bad thing, but I guess this is just a reminder to truly appreciate, your friends. Those who you've known for quite some time, and those who, still check up on you from time to time and make an effort to be in your life, because those are the OGs. Those are the OGs, I remember the times when, I was rock bottom, and, these people were there for me. They, even though it might seem like the bare minimum to them, but it meant a lot to me, I remember one time, a good friend of mine, he was the one who introduced me to gym and everything. And I think from there we really kind of got to talk a lot about, deep stuff back in the day, or what we thought was deep, I guess. And I kind of consider him a really close friend, And he's honestly kind of like a brother to me. And one time, or not the one time, it was back in 2020. I just, got a phone call from my mom that my dad passed away. And of course I was devastated and everything like that. And a lot of my friends reached out, share their condolences and everything. And this one friend of mine, he was one of the only people who called me, to check on me if I was okay. I didn't pick up, but I appreciated the effort. And it's those kind of people you wanna, you want to keep around, right? Don't lose them, even if it's just sending memes or, just popping into their notifications just to check on them and say, "Hi, how are you? How have you been doing?" and all that. It's the smallest gestures, it's the smallest gestures that can go a long way. And, even though if you're an introvert, trust me, you will find, or an extrovert will find you, and they will adopt you, and you will know how to communicate. And trust me, this is what this one friend did to me, and I'm forever grateful for that. And, I guess it's just crazy, because this whole adulting thing, life after college, it's scary as hell. It's scary as hell. Nothing's guaranteed. There's no framework. There's no syllable, or not syllable. There's no curriculum. Sorry, there's no curriculum to learn from. There's no study guidelines. There's no chapters to review. There's no reference point. It's just, trial and error. And just kind of gathering raw data from, the internet, from YouTube, from LinkedIn, from, your seniors or your previous coworkers. And things like that. It's all primary data, if you will. And I guess the beauty of that is you get to decide what kind of life you want to build for yourself, what that looks like. You want to be a digital nomad, go for it. You want to, have a stable 9-to-5 and, still be able to have the luxury to, afford vacations, start a family and all that, go for it. If you want, to be an entrepreneur and, you know, solve, you know, world problems out there, go for it. If you want to, you know, become a writer, go for it. You know, that's what I'm doing now. And I guess it's just, you know, you have countless opportunities. You have all these resources, you know, and even though it may not be the best ones, use it to your advantage, right? Because, like, I'm a firm believer that anything is possible. As long as you have the how do I blank mindset rather than no, I can't, right? You have to let your brain work. You have to let your brain figure out, like, oh, how do we connect point A and point B? How do we connect these neurons together? You know, even though you only have 3 brain cells left, like, right now, and that's the only brain cells I have left right now. So, yeah, you know, just enjoy this time, enjoy this process, enjoy being lost, enjoy being afraid, and, you know, don't forget to share these moments. You know, if you feel like you want to talk about these things, go to your friends, right, or your siblings or your parents. You know, like, these are people you can confide with, and that's what a precious thing to have, you know. How grateful to be able to say, or to say that you have friends, that you have a family, you know. And that's, you can't put a price on that. Cheers.